It's Tuesday, the 2nd of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Namibia National Students Organization's Kavango East Committee visited Maria Mwengere Secondary School following a suspected food poisoning outbreak that left dozens of learners ill. 33 learners have been hospitalized and one remains in critical condition with 69 cases reported overall. Health teams are on site and some learners have already been discharged, as according to Nanso Regional Chairperson Philip Shapi.
If it's the water, because they take water straight from the river, and then they just have a smaller refinery from the NAM water. That same water is being consumed by the learners, by the staff members and the community. But still, the staff members and the community are not affected, but only the learners. I mean, I understand the director also visited the place, the inspector visited them. Police were also there, and we are just looking forward to collaborating with the stakeholders, especially the police, because they are also doing an investigation to see what is actually the root cause.
The South African National Defence Force will go ahead with joint naval exercises with Russia and China in November at the same time as the G20 summit. According to News 24, the drills will take place in the Western Cape and are likely to raise more tension with the United States, which recently cancelled its last military exercise with South Africa. Meanwhile, speaking at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit in China, Russian President Vladimir Putin voiced support for Chinese leader Xi Jinping's push for a more fair and reasonable global governance system.
Vladimir Putin expressed hope that the dialogue between the SCO members would help lay foundation for a new security system in Eurasia to replace what he called obsolete Eurocentric and Euro-Atlantic models. He supported Chinese leader Xi Jinping's call to the SCO members to build a more fair, more reasonable global governance system. During talks on the sidelines of the SCO summit, Putin and India's leader Modi reaffirmed the special privileged strategic partnership their countries are developing, with Modi calling it the most important pillar of regional and global stability. Speaking on Ukraine, Russia's president said that the understanding reached during his August talks with U.S. President Trump in Alaska would open way to a peace in Ukraine. Daria Bondarchuk, Moscow.
From the continent, Sudan has initiated a shutdown of the Heglig oil facility following drone attacks it blamed on the paramilitary rapid support forces. Reuters reports that the facility, which lies along Sudan's southern border, houses the main processing facility for South Sudanese oil, which accounts for the majority of South Sudan's government revenues. And we wrap with sport. Nampawa Volleyball Club have defended their 2025 Central League Championship and are now preparing for the Namibia Volleyball Federation Cup in November. Winning the cup will secure their spot in the MTC Volleyball National League. Here's Panache Chiguta.
From here, we, as champions, we get a ticket to go to national championships, which is the NFF Cup. But our target is actually to win that cup, because that would mean, or to fall in the top two, because that would mean we articulate to MTC League. And winning that this cup also means we can go to the Zone 6 championships, which are the regional championships.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.